Let's look on page 9, if you will, with me. Turn over there. Mormonism, as many of us know, is sometimes criticized because in the past the Mormon Church practiced polygamy. Now, the Mormons will often argue that in biblical times God taught and God commanded polygamy. Actually, if you look in the Bible record, there's nowhere does God ever promote or give benefits to. He doesn't command polygamy. The Bible records examples of polygamy. What we're looking on this page is a conflict in teaching about the doctrine of polygamy. Now, at this point, we're not trying to prove that the Book of Mormon condemns polygamy. Mormons will sometimes argue that God can change and have different dispensations, so polygamy can be wrong in the Old Testament, right in the Old Testament, wrong in the New Testament, right during early Mormon history, wrong in current Mormon history. God will have different dispensations. The point is not whether the Book of Mormon condemns polygamy, but specifically the example that's used here. If you look on the left-hand column, you're looking in the Book of Mormon, in the Book of Jacob, chapter 2, verse 24, and it says this, "Behold, David and Solomon truly had many wives and concubines, which thing was an abomination before me, saith the Lord." Now, the Book of Mormon teaches that even in the Old Testament times, when David and Solomon were practicing polygamy, that they had many wives and concubines, such a thing was what in God's sight? Abomination. This was not a good thing. Now, of course, the Book of Mormon was written in 1830, and we see on the previous page, on the next page rather, in the 1840s, we find in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, it says this in verse 38. "David also received many wives and concubines, and also Solomon and Moses, my servants, as also many others of my servants from the beginning of the creation until this time, and in nothing did they sin, save in those things which they received not of me." Here's an example, verse 39. "David's wives and concubines were given unto him of me." Now, this is God speaking. "By the hand of Nathan, my servant, and others of the prophets, who had the keys of this power," it's talking about polygamy, "the keys of this power, and in none of these things did he sin against me, save in the case of Uriah and his wife." So only in the case of Bathsheba and Uriah did David sin. However, the Book of Mormon says that David and Solomon had many wives and concubines, and such a thing was a what? Abomination. Next, you find that God is actually, through Nathan and the other prophets, giving these wives to David and Solomon and others in the Old Testament times. So you have a real problem here. To give you an example, by the way, of polygamy in the 1800s, originally the Book of Mormon forbid polygamy, and there was an original section in the Doctrine and Covenants that said a man was only to have one wife. The 132nd section of the Doctrine and Covenants, which allowed for and actually commanded polygamy, replaced the earlier revelation forbidding polygamy. However, in 1880s, the Mormons living in Utah, for the most part, desperately wanted the territory of Utah to become one of the U.S. states. And because of polygamy and other issues, the rest of the United States wouldn't accept that because of the polygamy, and so there was a new revelation. Actually a declaration. And so from the 1890s forward, the Mormon Church no longer condones polygamy. So you have, again, being wrong, being right, being wrong again.